Simon & Schuster Audio presents Why We Kneel, How We Rise, written and read by Michael Holding. Preface. After my last book was published in 2010, entitled No Holding Back, I thought my writing days had ended. But I was inspired to put pen to paper once again by a sequence of events coming together at, for the want of a better term, the right time. Although these events should never be termed right in any fashion, as they involve the loss of human life, the reaction to George Floyd's murder and the much later recognition of the loss of Breonna Taylor's life meant all over the world there was debate and discussion about ending the mistreatment of people of color. Hopefully their deaths and hundreds of others will not be in vain. The graphic display of George's life, that of a black man in America, slowly ebbing away under the pressure of a white police officer's knee on his neck, led to millions of people taking to the streets in protest to say, "This cannot continue." If you look up racism in the Oxford English Dictionary, you will find these words: the belief that different races possess distinct characteristics, abilities, or qualities, especially so as to distinguish them as inferior or superior to one another. I thought long and hard about the best way to communicate how people of color have been dehumanized for centuries. I want to educate about why racism exists, how it works, and what it is like to be treated differently just because of the color of your skin. What does it feel like when you walk into the room as the only black guy? What does it feel like to be eyed with suspicion? To be followed when you go into a shop? To know that your life is valued less? I want to show how the dehumanization of a race of people began, and was then encouraged in order to satisfy the narrative of inferiority and superiority. I wanted to educate people about the true history of mankind, which should dispel the myth of one or another race being inferior or superior. And I am very fortunate that, as a former international sportsman, I played 162 times for the West Indies cricket team between 75 and 87, and dare I say, respected television commentator, I have enough contacts in the world of sports to bring together a collection of black icons to help tell.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?